Back to a best of. And Beth, what's your astronomy best of?
So I'm going to go with detecting and characterizing exoplanets. So again, exoplanets are planets orbiting stars other than our sun. And I want to talk a little bit about how we know what they're like. So as we saw earlier, for planets in our own solar system, our initial attempts at characterizing them went kind of disastrously wrong. There are no canals on Mars, as we know. Most of the planets we've detected around other stars to date, we've done so indirectly because of their slight tug on their star or because they pass in front of the star and dim it just a little bit. If we want to understand what planets are actually like, we need light from the planets themselves, right? If we have light from the planet itself, we can get a sense for how warm it is, how cold it is. We can get a sense of what it's made out of, at least what its atmosphere is made out of. So one technique to do this, the one that I work on in particular, and hence the one that's nearest and dearest to my heart, is direct imaging of exoplanets, which is when we just try to take a picture of an exoplanet next to a star. Obviously, this is really challenging, right? Because stars are really bright and planets are not so bright. So it's kind of like trying to take a picture of a firefly next to a lighthouse. If the lighthouse and the firefly were in Dublin, and we're here in Edinburgh.
That's quite some way. So is there a way of potentially masking the sun or the star so that that light can't bleach out the firefly, so you can still turn really sensitive equipment on your firefly and therefore see it?
Exactly. That's what you need to do to get the contrast necessary to actually image your firefly next to your lighthouse. So first of all, you have to do something about the atmosphere. One solution to this is to put your telescope in space. Once you've done that, well, the next obvious step is let's block out the light from the star, right? The instrument to do this, it's something called a coronagraph.
How does it work?
The same way as if you see the sun is bright in the sky and you put your hand in front of it and you block it out.
So you can put something in the field of view of the telescope, which just covers the star, that doesn't cover the tiny speck of light that you hope is there, that's the planet you
want
to see.
Exactly. So we've used this already to detect a number of planets. These are planets very unlike our own. They're what I like to refer to as baby Jupiter. So they're like Jupiter, but much younger. They're maybe 10 to 100 million years old. And yes, I realize that's only young in the world of astronomy. But because they're young, they're a lot warmer than they are at later ages and hence brighter. So that's what we've done so far. The hope is eventually to push these technologies down to lower mass planets and cooler planets, eventually imaging planets like our own.
Can we also not, by looking at the light coming through the would-be atmosphere of the planet, learn something about what's in that atmosphere? Because you can assume that if the light's got to go through the atmosphere and there are chemicals in there that might soak up some of the light, and different chemicals soak up different colours of light, if you look at different colours, you could tell what's in that atmosphere, and therefore you could spot, and you can learn quite a bit about the weather and the climate and what the sort of environment of that particular planet may be without actually ever having to go there.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the power of spectroscopy, right? Looking for the fingerprints of different atoms, and in particular, when we're talking about cool planetary atmospheres, molecules in your atmosphere. So for instance, there's already been detections of water and methane in exoplanet atmospheres by looking at their spectra from the light of the star passing through the atmosphere. So that's one technique that's used. Also by actually getting your directly imaged spectra of the planet itself.